What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer Podcast. It's your boy, B-Mark, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about calling out their objection before they give it to you. Now, I'm currently in Bali, Indonesia. I fucking love it out here. It's my favorite. And as I made a commitment to you guys, I'm doing 5 podcast episodes every week so that I can give you guys more value, so that I can serve you guys more, because I know that a lot of you guys look forward to my podcast episodes. So if you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you go over there. Change Lives, Make Money on the Trainer Podcast. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. There's 1,000 episodes. You guys are going to get tons of value. Now let's talk about objections, okay? Wouldn't it be cool if everybody that was interested in working with us just paid us? Wouldn't that be great, right? Wouldn't it be dope if everyone that like inquired about coaching with us was just like, I want to pay you. You know what? You're smart, handsome, talented, good looking. I want to pay you. Wouldn't that be great? Unfortunately, that's not how it works, right? And a lot of online coaches really struggle to grow their coaching business because even though you want to make a bigger impact on this planet, you want to transform people's lives through health and fitness, and you want to make more money, people have fucking excuses. And if they didn't have excuses, they would already be where they want to be. They'd already be there. They would already be successful. They'd already be abundant. They'd already be happy. They'd already be healthy. They'd already be those things. They're coming to you to help them change their life, full of excuses, okay? So before we can even, I'm gonna tell you guys how to call out their objection before they give it to you. But before we even do that, before we even talk about calling out their objection before they give it to you, we need to take a look in the fucking mirror, okay? Because there's always the internal and then there's the external, right? And I'll give you an example. Because if you are a personal trainer that's listening to this podcast right now and you're like, you know what? I'm fucking serious about changing people's lives. But then you're a personal trainer that's listening to this podcast, but then you eat McDonald's every fucking day. You don't go to the fucking gym. You sleep in every day. You're not leading by example. And if you're not leading by example, how are you supposed to lead your people? This is a very simple concept for us to understand, right? You guys all get that? That's not what we're talking about here, because you guys understand the physical aspect of that. Like, if you're not walking the talk, you're not fucking eating healthy, you're not exercising, you're not moving your body, then you can't lead other people to do the same thing because you're a fucking hypocrite. We all get that. Now, let's talk about this with your own objections, because that same concept applies to your own objections. Every time you say you don't have the money to afford something, I don't have the money to invest in a mentor, guess what? You're going to attract people that also don't have the money to invest in a mentor, because you can't even overcome your own objections. Every single time you say that you don't have time to study, or you don't have time to implement, or you don't have time to work in your coaching business, guess what? You're going to attract people that don't have time for the gym, that don't have time to exercise, that don't have time to work on their health. Every single time you say that you have to ask your spouse for permission to work in your online coaching business, you're just going to attract more people that have to ask their spouse to work on their fitness goals, because that's what you are, okay? So if you want to overcome objections, then I suggest you start overcoming your own, right? We can't lead people places that we're not willing to lead ourselves. Now, let's sidebar that. Let's have a side conversation. I'll let you think about that one for a second. How do you actually overcome their objection on the call, right? And how do you even know that somebody's going to have an objection? It's actually pretty easy to pick up. And I want you guys to write this down. You need to be paying attention to the red flags. I call it pay attention to the red flags. Now, here are some red flags that you guys should be paying attention to if you are on a coaching call with a client that's thinking about joining your program. Number one, they mentioned finances at any point in the call. As soon as they mention finances, budget, check my budget, whatever the fuck. As soon as they mention that, that is a red flag that there's going to be a financial objection. Anybody that has the money doesn't ask about how much it costs. That's just how it works. If you have the money, you don't ask how much it costs. Like, when I go into a restaurant, I have money. So when I'm looking at the menu, I'm not looking at the fucking price tag. I'm just looking at the food that I want to get and I'm buying it. When they show me the bill, I don't look at the bill. I just buy the shit because I have the money. And so people that have money aren't concerned about how much it costs. So as soon as somebody asks you, how much does it cost? That is a red flag that they don't have money. Okay, so that's red flag number one. Red flag number two is if they're on the call and they start talking about how they're like going to start in like May or June or July. Yeah, I'm like, I'm really excited to get this thing going in May or June, whatever the fuck they put on some abstract date that's in the future. As soon as they put on some abstract date in the future, that is a second red flag. That's like, okay, this fucking, we got some red flags we need to pay attention to here. Okay. Red flag number three is if you're on the call with somebody and they mention their spouse, their significant other, and whatever, they've got a wife, whatever. All these things are red flags, okay? So how do we need to call out their objection before they get it? Now, based on whatever they say to you, you're going to call it out basically immediately. Now, I'll talk about the financial objection one. This is important. I'll talk about the financial objection one. I'll talk about the spouse one. I'll talk about all of it. First things first is the spouse. Let's address this. So if somebody says on the phone, like, I've got to talk to my spouse. Like, got to talk to my spouse. You know, I really want to do this, but you know, me and my spouse make decisions together. Or even, not even if they mention that they make decisions with their spouse, but if somebody tells me that they've got a spouse in their life, one of the first things I'll say on the call is, okay, cool. So like, I love that. And I love that you want to do this for your wife. Question, does your wife know that we're speaking today? And then they'll either give you a yes or a no. No matter what they say, you're going to be like, that's awesome. And does she support your fitness goals? Like, does she support you like getting in shape and feeling the best? Okay, awesome. So I'll get that confirmation that the wife, even if she doesn't know that she's speaking today, doesn't matter. I'll ask the second question, does she support your fitness goals? So then later on in the call, if I do get the objection, I can refer back to the fact like earlier on in the call, you mentioned that your wife supports your goals. So like, do you think she'd be on board? Blah, 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 blah. So like, I want to address that before it becomes an issue, okay?
Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode.
The next thing somebody might say is they might say something along the lines of, you know, I can't wait to start in June or July or whatever. And whenever they say it, I'd be like, cool. So, you know, Nick, just out of curiosity, what makes this a June thing for you? Because, you know, at the start of the call, you mentioned that you wanted to lose 20 pounds and that you've been putting this off for the last 3 years. So I'm just curious, like, why is this a June thing for you and not a right now thing for you? So I'll call that out. Because if you don't call that out, at the end of the call, when you pitch, the first thing they're going to fucking say is they're going to say, I'm going to wait till June, like I told you at the start of the call. And so you want to address that absolutely immediately. Now let's talk about the money one, because the money one is a funny one. Because even when people say they don't have the money, everyone has the money. It's just what they're choosing to invest their money in, what they're choosing to invest their money in. When I first started online coaching, I had $1,300 in my bank account. I had 2 weeks until my next paycheck, and a mentor DM'd me and he's like, I want you to come to this like retreat. It's $1,000. And I had $1,300 in my bank account. I had 2 weeks until I got paid. The retreat was across the country. So $1,000 was for the ticket. And then I had $300 left for food. And so I was like, okay, like I want to be successful and I want to grow my online coaching business. So I'm going to go to this retreat. So I spent $1,000 on the ticket. I had $300 for food for 2 weeks and travel. I bought a Greyhound bus ticket, which cost me $150 to get across the country. Then I had $150 for food for 2 weeks. So I bought $75 worth of groceries and I took them in like grocery bags on my 72-hour bus ride across the country. I went to this retreat. They had food there, thank God. I had $50 to $75 for the way back. And by the time I got there, you guys, to this retreat, I was literally eating rotting food from the bag because I didn't have any fucking money to afford buying new food. So I just brought the food that I meal prepped with me and took on that trip because my success was fucking important to me. So I found the money. So like, did I technically have the money to invest? No, I didn't. But I figured it the fuck out because like, if I want to be successful, then I need to be willing to do whatever it takes. And so that being said, if I get to the point of the call, like you'll know somebody doesn't have the money if they say they like finances a couple times on the call, like they might mention a couple times on the call, like finances, whatever. You'll also know it when you ask them this question. So ask this question, you'll find out how much money somebody has. Like, okay, so, you know, Nick, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I don't really care about, you know, losing weight and getting in shape and feeling my best. 10 being, I'll do whatever the fuck it takes to lose weight and feel my best. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you sitting right now? And if they say anything less than 10, if they say 10, you fucking go for it. If they say anything less than 10, I challenge them on it. Always. Like, I always challenge them on it. So they're like, you know, I'm like a nine. I'm like, okay, cool. Why are you a 9 and not a 10? They'll tell you their objection, whatever it is. Why are you a 9 and not a 10? Boom. That they're going to tell you exactly what their objection is. Well, I'm a 9 and not a 10 because I've got kids to take care of. Or I'm a 9 out of 10 because I've got financial issues. I'm a 9 out of 10 because I've got whatever the fuck. They will tell you their objection. This is where you need to overcome their objection before you pitch. Because if you don't overcome their objection before you pitch, they're just going to fucking tell you their objection that they told you right there. They're just going to tell you that they're a 9 because of X, Y, Z. So the way that I'll do that is like, I'm like, why are you a 9 out of 10? I'm like, well, I'm a 9 out of 10 because I've got kids to take care of, but I can't just be like going to the gym for 3 hours a day, every day, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need to be able to take care of my kids. I'm like, okay, cool. I get that. So let's say I were to give you a workout program that helped you lose weight with only 30 to 45 minutes a day, 3 days a week.
Is that something that you could commit to?
And they're like, hell yeah, that's something I can commit to. I'm like, okay, great. So if I gave you that plan that fit into your schedule, are you going to be a 9 out of 10 committed to losing your weight? Or are you going to be a 10 out of 10 committed to losing your weight? And then they'll be like, dude, I'm going to be a 10 out of 10 committed. Bam. Now I've overcame that objection. Does that make sense? Is that helpful? Now, let's say same thing. You're like, if I gave you that plan and I gave you like the, I gave you the blueprint and I was able to help you lose weight with only 2 to 3 workouts a week, would that make you a 10 out of 10 committed or a 9 out of 10 committed? Like, oh, I'd still be a 9 out of 10 committed. That probably isn't going to be a good client. Like, they're just not, because they've got their own fucking shit that they're working through. Like, and this is the thing, you guys, like, sales is a numbers game and not everyone is going to be your person, and that's okay. Like, sales is a numbers game. Like, and I think a lot of people are afraid to get on sales calls because they're like, oh, I want every person to say yes to me. And it like hurts really bad when people say no. Like, you have to get no's in order to get yeses. It's how it works. If people are saying no to you, that means that you're fucking in the game. That means that you're putting in the reps. That means that you're getting better. That means that you're improving. And so I like to call out the objection before I get to the pitch, because if I can overcome the objection before I get to the pitch is smooth. Because if they just told me like, yeah, like the biggest objection was time, I overcame it with a 9 out of 10 thing. Boom. Now we're onto the pitch. Like, now it's a lot more smooth because they feel like I've answered their fucking questions.
Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Guys, this is the strategy. This is the blueprint. Like, this is like how you're going to start enrolling high ticket clients. And when you actually understand this and you're able to overcome your own objections because you don't tell yourself bullshit, you'll be able to work through clients' objections and you'll be able to help them with their objections. So that's step number one. And step number two, when you're on the call, you want to be paying attention to red flags. It's the money objection. It's the time objection. It's the spouse objection. You want to call that out in a nice and friendly way, in a way that doesn't arouse their defenses. Last thing I'm just going to say, and this is very fucking important, so please pay attention and write this down, is the tone in which you ask questions is very important. So let's say I'm like asking somebody about their wife objection, right? So like, let's do this. Let's just pretend that somebody mentions to me like they've got a spouse. I want you to pay attention to the tone that I ask the question, and then I'm going to tell you how not to do it. So this is how I'd ask a question. So just out of curiosity, Nick, does your wife know that we're speaking today? And they're going to be like, yes. And be like, okay, great. And typically speaking, like, are they supportive of like you like losing weight and like getting in shape and feeling your best? They are. Okay, great. So that's how you want to do it. I'm going to tell you the wrong way to do it. And a lot of people fuck this up. So don't be one of those people. So Nick, is your wife, does she know we're talking today? Okay, great. And does she want you to lose weight? Like, is she supportive of you like losing weight, getting in shape and like burning that belly fat? It's like the way that I approach the question fucking matters. And you can ask almost like aggressive questions as long as you're like almost like curious with your tone. But if you come at them fucking hot, then they're going to come at you hot. And just because I'm asking like a quote unquote like direct question doesn't mean I should have a direct tone. If anything, if I'm asking a direct question, I almost want to like slow down my pace and kind of like meet them like with a little bit of curiosity. So hopefully that helps, guys. That's it. That's all. Hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you are interested in working with me and my team to help you scale your fitness business to $10,000 a month, we've already helped 333 people do it. We can help you do it too. We worked with over 5,000 online coaches. We're the best in the fucking game. If you want to figure out how our clients are getting killer fucking results, what I want you to do is DM me 10K on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. My Instagram is @TheRealBrianMark. I hope you have the best day of your entire life since the day that you were born. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram @TheRealBrianMark for more information. And I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.